Jaya Dvaita Chanda, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chanda, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Gauranita, 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 Jai Gauranita. Jai Gauranita, 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 Jai Gauranita. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Gurudev, 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 Jai Gurudev. Nitai Gaura Ligo, Arigo, Arigo, Nitai Gaura Arigo. Nityananda Balaram ki. Continue from here. You finish it?
No, whatever you like.
I thought they said we should continue from here. What time we stop? When do we stop? Till when?
Maharaj is asking till when? When should continue?
Tomorrow.
So. 2 hours. When did you stop? You stop at which chapter? Which test? Okay, I've seen.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 5, text 11. Sarva Rupe Aswadaya Krishna Sevananda Sri Balaram Gora Sange Nityananda. In all the forms he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaura Sundara. I have explained this seventh verse in four subsequent verses. By these verses, all the world can know the truth about Lord Nityananda. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshan, in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Beyond the material nature lies a realm known as Paravyoma, the spiritual sky. Like Lord Krishna himself, it possesses all transcendental attributes, such as the six opulences. The Vaikuntha region is all-pervading, infinite, and supreme. It is the residence of Lord Krishna and his incarnations. In the highest region of that spiritual sky is the spiritual planet called Krishna Loka. It has three divisions, Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokul. Sri Gokul, the highest of all, is also called Braj, Goloka, Swetadvip, and Vrindavan. Like the transcendental body of Sri, or Lord Krishna, Gokul is all-pervading, infinite, and supreme. It expands both above and below without any restriction. I think this chapter has finished talking about Nityananda. I think this one has stopped, finished, but not Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, like Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, performed so many wonderful pastimes. One of them, recorded in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him one day, if you sit down here peacefully, you can chant the Hare Krishna mantra and be happy. But what about the purpose of my advent? How will I fulfill the purpose of my coming? And I also came with you. We have a business. Our business is explained, the song we sang, Prabhu explained very nicely. To give Krishna consciousness to the conditioned souls. And Prabhu explained the deep meaning of Lord Nityananda Paro Upaka, extending the hand to get conditioned souls and bring them back to Krishna. It's a very wonderful explanation, very appropriate to the meaning. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, how will I be able to do that, to deliver the conditioned souls, if you sit down here and just chant your bhajan? Therefore, I order you to go to Bengal and preach Krishna consciousness. From Jagannath Puri to Bengal, took Lord Nityananda and the associate 3 months. 3 months to get there. Because both of them were in ecstasy. So, Lord Nityananda, Nityananda. He was in ecstasy. He couldn't see. Although he's a supreme personality of Godhead, omniscient, fully cognizant of everything, but he couldn't see his way to where he was going to Bengal. Out of ecstasy, Lord Nityananda spent 3 months on the way. They were not eating. They were simply engaged in bliss. Some of the associates of Nityananda remember their pastimes in Vrindavan. So one of them would stand on the road with, like Krishna, playing his flute, and he would stand for a long time in one place. That means others who are traveling with him have to stay with him to participate in that pastime. One will jump very high to the sky, and from there he will jump down and bounce like a football. And he announced, "Yes, I am Angada." Angada is a son of Ramayana, Bali Maharaj. Say, "I'm Angada." And one of them will slap a tiger. The tiger will not react. Because he's a super soul in the heart. He knows. Somehow or other, they will ask, "My dear brother, where is the way to Bengal?" "Oh, you have left the road long time back. Please go back to where you come and start from where you started." If you are from here going to Mayapur to start a journey, how long will you get to? How long will it take you to get to your destination? This was the ecstasy on only Tenanda with his associate, whom he brought with him from the spiritual world. The associate he selected were exactly the cowherd boys with him from the spiritual world. And finally, they got to the house of Mukunda, Vasudev Ghosh. They celebrated Kirtan performance. When they perform Kirtan, the stone will melt out of pure ecstasy. And then they had Kirtan for the day of the Brahma, beyond our own time. Because they're celebrating bliss, there is no end to bliss. We're celebrating bliss, ecstatic love for Godhead. And after that, Lord Nityananda Prabhu God
decorated.
All his hands were full with ornaments. His five fingers were full with different jewels, complete, both left and right. The turban on his head was extremely expensive. I don't know if it is up to or more than the opulence of Jagannath. And then they go to Bengal. On the way, some thieves, they saw him. And then the matter was reported to the leader of the gang. And they told him, today, everything we ever desire in our life, Mother Durga has assembled it in one place for us. So we don't need to go stealing any longer from today. Everything has been loaded in one place, assembled in one place. If you rob today, final for robbing activity in our life. So they made a plan. We're going to rob Lord Nityananda. The message here, according to the level of our consciousness, when we see something, we see it according to our level. Many people, they saw the Supreme Presenter of God, Lord Nityananda. They were very happy to take shelter at the lotus feet. This group of thieves, they saw Lord Nityananda to be an ordinary person who is enjoying senses and being envious. They want to rob him. This has been our mentality in staying in the material world. Trying to steal Krishna's property has been our mentality. And that is the reason why we have been staying in the material world up to this time. Trying not to see the mercy Krishna is giving to us and take advantage of that, but trying to see it in a different way according to our condition. So these things we're looking at Lord Nityananda like that. Oh, Mother Durga, we have been worshipping. He's so kind. After so many years of worshipping her, she has brought all the wealth together for us today. So let us make arrangement how to get them. So in the evening, Lord Nityananda was having his pastimes. And they came to spy. Some of them said, hey, I am going to take the crown on his head. That is mine. That is mine. But I said, yes, those rings on his fingers, those ones I will get. I said, yeah, the one from the left hand, that is my own. Yes, those jewels on his chest, I will get those ones. What about the bangles? Yes, those belong to me. So in this way, they divided everything already for themselves. Some of us, we have this mentality when we come before the deities. We're thinking, oh, how wonderful it is. I wish I could wear things like that. Right? Envy is there. When we come before the deities, we have these mentalities also. Instead of us appreciating the mercy, we are dividing Krishna's properties right from his body. So sometimes the deities are dressed, decorated with, what is the name of that? Some flower. To remove the envy from us. What do you know of that? There is a, this fruit? Yes. Yes, lemon. That's the reason why the deities are decorated with this. So, that will counteract our envy towards them. See how the Lord is so merciful. Now, Nityananda, he knew the arrangement that was being made to rob him. Being so merciful that he considered those who are so sinful, degraded. Instead of him waiting for us to come to him, he is coming to us. So Nityananda, he bewildered them. That evening they came. They said, it is too early for us to rob. Let us wait. When it is night, then we can go there. As we're waiting, they're hiding in the bush. Nidra Devi came to them and put all of them into sleep. They slept until 7 o'clock in the morning. When they got up, they saw that it was day. Oh, you slept before me. No, you slept before me. You slept too long. That is why we didn't get up on time. No, it's because of you. I didn't wake up on time. They were kissing each other. He said, anyway, let us go back and prepare. This night we will come again. One said, it is because we didn't worship Durga. That is why we bewildered. Let us go and do puja. He went to Durga and perform all the necessary puja with what Durga devotion. But they came again. When they came, they saw that when Lord Nityananda was having his pastimes, they were invisible, powerful security guards. Each of them can kill thousands of rogues like them in a second. They waited. What must have brought these personalities here? Oh, because of the king who has come to see this Avadut. Very soon, when the king leaves, all these security guards will leave. Then we shall go and perform our duty. And they waited and waited and waited. The security guard was still there. And Lord Indra, being very kind upon them, descended. There was a serious rain, like the water of devastation. It was so dark, nobody can see anything. And it was terribly cold that they were suffering, their teeth were chattering due to intense cold. Some of them fell into a gutter, broke their legs. Some leeches beat them. Excruciating pain, they suffered. That suffering brought purification to their hearts. Austerity. They performed unintentional austerity. Then, by Lord Nityananda's mercy, the leader realized within himself that for days we have been planning to rob Lord Nityananda, and consistently Lord Nityananda had been showing us different symptoms to realize he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Yet, due to our sinful nature, we couldn't realize. It is not just the robbers. It is not only the robbers. Sometimes when we hear these pastimes, we tend to think this thing happened 500 years ago. No, it is happening right today. It is happening not just among the non-devotees, even among those of us who are practicing Krishna consciousness. How many times we realize that whatever happened to us in Krishna consciousness is known to Krishna? How many times do we realize that whatever happens to me in Krishna consciousness, in my life as a devotee, whatever happens, it is known to Krishna? Do you realize that? When we complain, what is the meaning? What does it mean? When we complain of our difficulties, what is the meaning? It means we are thinking Krishna is not aware of what is happening to me. It means we are thinking I don't deserve this. But Krishna makes a mistake that he allows it to happen to me. Although I've been struggling to serve him sincerely, but he allows this to happen to me means that he does not realize how pure and powerful I am. This rogue was thinking the same way. Lord Nityananda used him to teach us, or as a mirror to show us what we are also in Krishna consciousness. He was thinking, first, we overslept. We're thinking, oh, this person is the cause, this person is the cause, this person is the cause. We saw the security man. We think, oh, the king who has come. We didn't realize that those security men are not part of this material world. Because in this material world, no one has their height nor their strength. That means they are not part of us. But we didn't realize that. And we are also being tormented by Indra. We didn't also realize that that was not an ordinary rain. It was his causeless mercy. And due to that punishment, I was able to realize that Lord Nityananda is not an ordinary person. He is a supreme personality of God himself. He repented in his heart. So the next morning, he went to Lord Nityananda. He was sitting with his associate. And he fell at his feet and cried. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he demonstrated to us how to obtain pure love of Godhead. He showed us the path is to cry. One had to cry. But who is going to cry? Who will cry? A person who is still feeling comfortable in this material world, will he or she cry? He will never. Only the person who is feeling the pain of material existence is being tortured, is feeling the torture. Proper use the word stringent law of material nature. Stringent. What is stringent? Someone is pressed down and you cannot escape. Right? That's our situation. Someone is pressing us down. We want to escape, but we cannot. Conditioned life means like that. Stringent law. We want to become pure devotee tomorrow. Is it happening? Is it happening? Many of us want to chant the pure holy name tomorrow. Will it take place? Many of us want to give up some unnecessary desire which is going on in our heart. Is it possible like that? So easy like that? Tomorrow you just take up the beat and you chant pure holy name? Stringent law of material nature. He's holding. And Tenanda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the process to cry. So a person is going to cry is that person who is feeling the pressure. He's feeling uncomfortable in this material world. He's not seeing the beauty of this material world. That person will cry. And that's the person who is going to chant the pure holy name that Lord Nityananda has given, distributed freely. But only the price of chanting Gaura Hari. We have chanted Gaura Hari many times. Is it not? So what does it mean? The price is to chant Gaura Hari. One who will chant the pure Gaura Hari is the one who has unflinching faith and fully believe the potency of Gaura Hari. that person will stand to get the blessing on Nityananda. So the thief came, fell at the feet, and cried. Nityananda asked him, "What has happened to you? Please tell us." In other words, Lord Nityananda asked him to confess. "Confess what you have done, then I will deliver you." He confessed. "We have planned to come and rob you. For days we have been planning. We never succeeded. For 4 days we have been planning to come and rob you. We did not succeed. And still, although we have this demonic mentality towards you, we didn't see you as the supreme personality of Godhead. We saw you as an ordinary person who is a sense gratifier. I wanted to share from your senses the resources for your sense gratification. We wanted to share out of envy. But you still show some mercy. Please, we are begging forgiveness at your lotus feet." Lord Nityananda, after he confessed, forgave him completely. Now, a Akroda, he never get angry. He never get angry because he is Paramananda personified. So he forgave him. But Lord Nityananda gave him one assignment. He told him, "Now you have repented and you are a devotee. There are so many rogues all over the world. And because you know their language, please go and preach to them. Preach to the thieves. Don't preach to the professors at university. Preach to the thieves. Because they will understand you." He went to deliver the thieves by preaching. These are some of the unlimited pastimes of Lord Nityananda. And he performed. There are many others. Nityananda was born in the holy city of Ekachakra. His mother, Padmavati, his father is Hadai Pandit. Nityananda, as a baby, Prabhu mentioned, he knows, he remembered all his pastimes as Lakshman and Lord Ramachandra and Krishna and Balaram. He remembers everything. So every day, Lord Nityananda will engage his friends in different pastimes of Ram, Sitaram, Lakshman, Krishna, Balaram. He knows everything and he remembers all. He engages everyone in the village in Krishna consciousness by his duty, by his benevolent nature, by his love, pure love of Godhead in his heart, by his magnanimity. He constantly engages everyone in Krishna consciousness. He performs so many pastimes, people wondered, this boy,
Is he Lord Ramachandra himself? I see that he knows everything about Lord Ramachandra. Is he Krishna himself? He knows everything about Lord Krishna. Or is Lord Balaram himself? He is Lord Balaram himself. He is repeating his activities. Until he wanted to, and he saw that it is time for him to start his work, the business he really came for, and that he has to come from Nityananda. And he personally made the arrangement that a sannyasi came to the house, and after some days he requested. In the Vedic culture, people are very generous, very kind, and free. They live for each other. Vedic culture, Vedic civilization, people live for each other. And that is what Krishna consciousness, this Hare Krishna movement is meant for. And Prabhupada have the mind of creating this movement to create a society where people will live for each other. This is the mission of the Prabhupada, establishing this Hare Krishna movement. Those the people live for each other. When a guest comes, the question is, please order me. What? I say, order me whatever is your desire. I'm ready to do it. In this way, they promise, they offer themselves. So this sannyasi said, I'm an old Swami. I need assistance. And I did not find anyone who is suitable to serve me than your very son. Not letting anyone to leave. Prabhu explained the meaning of rati, affection. Right? To give up everything else except the object of our love. Lord Nityananda sacrificed the love of his parent so he can meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For what purpose? Is he making the sacrifice? For what purpose Lord Nityananda gave up his parent, gave up his village, sacrifice the love, the parental love given to him by his parent? For what purpose he sacrificed that? For what purpose Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sacrificed the love of his mother, even though his mother was aged and depended upon him? The Vedic civilization, Vedic culture entails that one, a grown-up son, should take care of the parent. Why should Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu abandon his mother at an old age? The father, the husband has left. The first son left. The only person left was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the reason why he gave up that? Taking sannyasi, ashram is Varna ashram. It's not prema. Not prem. Varna, an ashram. Institution, which could be for sense gratification. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu abandoned that, he sacrificed all this. Even if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up the love of his mother, what about the love of his unalloyed devotees who have sacrificed everything and gave up their life? What did he sacrifice? Their love. He knew that they are existing because of him. Without him, they will perish. And the Lord, without caring, he gave up all this affection, all this love. Why did he do that? Why should Lord Nityananda He knew very well that if I live here, my parents will not live again. He knows. Why did he make that sacrifice?
Lord Nityananda was leaving his parents for us. A sacrifice.
He was leaving his parent for us. So he could go instead of living under the protection of his parent. And he not intended that can go to meet Jagai and Badai so they can break his head. Why? Just to save us. He took the pain, the trouble, just he could save us. Are we also ready to take the pain to save the conditioned souls? Or we are just here to enjoy the facility given to us by the sacrifice of Prabhupada? It's parampara system. And it must continue. Are we ready to make the same sacrifice? Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, he requested, I request every one of you to donate 2,000 gallons of your blood to maintain the continuity of this movement and the potency. You want to be a Hare Krishna devotee? Do you want to attain pure love of Godhead? The price is that you must donate 2,000 gallons of your blood. That is a request of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, Prabhupada. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he donated that gallons of blood to establish this international society for God consciousness, Indian consciousness, American consciousness, Krishna consciousness. International Society for Krishna consciousness. He donated 200,000 gallons of blood to establish the movement. Are we ready to donate that amount of blood? We should be ready to donate that. That is the price. The price that will make us to chant Goran Hari, and Lord Nityananda will roll on the ground in the dust of our feet. The price is to donate this amount of gallons of our blood. All the acharyas before us did to hold the movement for us. We have to donate to also preserve the movement for others who are coming after us. Parampara. Therefore, Lord Nityananda, he sacrificed the bond between family attachment. The children and the parent, very strong, gave it up. So he could come and deliver us, to give us Krishna consciousness. Those days, people would go to the forest to look for God. Right? Now you sit in the house and somebody come to the house and give you a book. This is what Lord Nityananda established for us. Right? So when you're traveling for sense gratification at the airport, Haribo, I have something wonderful for you. This book. Lord Nityananda, it's mercy. He has made it possible for us to get connected with Krishna. We're not ready, but he made it ready for us. That's the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Then when he left, his father and the mother, they couldn't take their eyes away from him. They gazed upon him as he was leaving, and he never looked back. Because if he looked back, the love of the parent will affect his heart. He's conscious. He's conscious of what he's doing. He never looked back. He was leaving, and the parents were looking at him. They were looking at him. They were looking at him. And the moment he went out of their sight, that was the end of their life. They gave up their life to go back to the special because they have finished the assignment. What is happening? So I wanted to read something from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Abhisvambara stood in front of Nityananda. Nityananda recognized his worshipable Lord. Nityananda became stunned in ecstasy as he stared at the beautiful form of Abhisvambara. He appeared to be licking that beautiful form with his tongue, drinking it with his eyes, embracing it with his arms, and smelling it with his nose. In this way, Nityananda became stunned. He neither spoke nor did anything. Everyone there was astonished. Lord Gauranga, the life and soul of all, then devised some means of revealing the identity of Nityananda. The Lord indicated that Srivas should recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Understanding the Lord's gesture, Srivas Pandita immediately recited the verse in glorification of Krishna's characteristics. He said, "Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnika flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and a Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boy sang his glories." As soon as Nityananda heard this verse, he fell unconscious to the ground. When Nityananda fell to the ground, he fell like this? No. Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we hear that they are falling on the ground, they fall like this. So the ground would break upon their fall. That's how they fall. Not that they just fall from here down. No. They fall with a heavy strength on the ground. Boom! And the ground would break. And that would give, it would tear the heart of the devotees. Ah, Krishna, protect him. Protect him, protect him. This alone, you know, Lord Nityananda failed on the ground. As Lord Nityananda lost consciousness in ecstasy, Gauranga instructed Srivas to continue reciting. Hearing the verses, for some time, he regained his consciousness and began to cry. His madness increased as he heard the continual recitation of verses. He roared so loudly that the sound pierced the universe. He suddenly jumped in the air. Listen, to confirm what I said. Listen. He suddenly jumped in the air and fell forcefully to the ground. Everyone there thought that his bones were smashed. There are two types of mad people. Madness. One is a material mad person, and one is a spiritually mad person. Lonnie Tenana is the spiritual madman. They came here to attract our attention by the activities. Yet, our interest is not aroused. Instead, we manifest envy. That many of us, while hearing the intimate pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, our mind becomes disturbed. We start remembering our previous life before coming to Krishna consciousness. Is that the reason why yesterday wrote a book about this? Sukadev Goswami spoke, a brahmachari spoke about this intensely. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the best of all the sannyasis, would never even allow his disciple, the female disciple, to come close, will chant the glories of the gopis with ecstasy. So their intention is to agitate us. Why are we becoming disturbed? Because of envy. We are not participating with Krishna. No, let us learn how to participate with Krishna's pastimes. We will not be agitated. We will not be disturbed. For example, if all of us here are eating the same food, will I feel envious of you? But if I'm eating something different, what happens? Oh, look at that special thing not in my plate. See? Is it not? Envy comes. Similarly, because you are not participating with Krishna's enjoyment, we are envious. Oh, Krishna, why is he dancing with the gopis? We are not participating. Oh, we are remembering, okay, I used to do like this before. We are bringing it down to our level, conditioned level. No, we should learn how to participate with Krishna, his enjoyment, support Krishna's enjoyment. And then we'll be happy, be satisfied. That is the reason. Krishna brought his pastimes here to show us, see how I'm enjoying, and you're supposed to be part of this enjoyment. But because of envy, you are there. But I'm still interested in you. Please come. How did Tenada came to distribute that mercy? To teach us the process, the path. There's a reason to invite us. Once, Srila Prabhupada was asked a question. One materialistic journalist at Prabhupada, Nadatta Yatra Festival. Swamiji, what are you trying to teach us about this festival? Oh, Lord Jagannath. Srila Prabhupada said, Lord Jagannath wants to show you how he's enjoying his life. He wants to show you how God is enjoying, that's all. The man told that, Prabhupada did not understand his question. He repeated the question, Prabhupada repeated his answer. This festival we are doing is to show you how God is enjoying. So you should come and enjoy with Krishna, participate. Tata Yatra. Lord Jagannath is enjoying and is inviting you to participate in his enjoyment. So Krishna's pastime is to show us how to enjoy, not to create envy or agitation in our life. Nityananda, sacrifice everything so he could help us to come to the path to enjoy what Krishna, which is our natural heritage. It's part of us. It's not a foreign thing that is trying to teach to us. It is natural. What it is meant for us, we are missing it. And being compassionate, they're coming. We didn't invite them. They came on their own accord, out of their own sweet will. They are coming to invite us to participate with them. Please let us take full advantage of this situation, this wonderful mercy, so we don't continue to stay in this material world, but to go back and participate with them in their enjoyment. He suddenly jumped in the air and fell forcefully to the ground. Everyone there thought that his bones were smashed. What to speak of others? Even the bystanders were frightened. They prayed, "Oh Krishna, please protect him." Did he feel pain? Because he's not having a material body. Can he feel pain? Pain and pleasure, it is within this body. Not the spiritual body. Spiritual body has nothing like pain. It's not just pleasure, it's ananda. Bliss. Bliss is different from happiness. Happiness we can always get in the material. When I show you my teeth, you know happiness? But bliss is different. Because when I show you my teeth, I can also close it. Right? Happiness and distress. When in the spiritual world, people are always blissful. Blissful eternally. Nitya Ananda. As the Lord rolled on the ground, his entire body became wet with tears of love. He sighed deeply while looking at the face of Bishwambara. His heart was full of ecstasy, and he repeatedly laughed loudly. One moment, he danced. One moment, he bowed down. One moment, he clapped his hands. One moment, he jumped wonderfully with his feet together. Seeing his amazing ecstatic madness in love of Krishna, Gaurachandra and all the boys and girls began to cry. That's ecstasy. We are not crying because we are not participating. We are hearing the same thing, but we are not participating. We are tired, we are feeling hungry, therefore tears did not come into our eyes. Tears is not coming. But all the bison, they cried, seeing Lord Nityananda's ecstasy. That means they were participating with Lord Nityananda's ecstasy. Therefore, they could cry with him. His happiness constantly increased. Although they tried to hold him still, they were unable. When all the Vaishnavas failed to hold him still, Vishwambhara personally took him on his lap.
As soon as Nityananda was taken on Vishwambhara's lap, he surrendered his life to the Lord and became motionless.
Nityananda surrendered his life to whom it belonged and remained in it, in the Lord's lap.
Let us surrender. Surrender has six symptoms. Surrender has six limbs.
Accepting anything which is favorable, anything which will help our Krishna consciousness to progress, accepting it without regret, anything which will help us to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, anything which will make us to progress in Krishna consciousness, anything which will help us to move us forward in Krishna consciousness, accepting that without regret is a symptom of surrender. And rejecting anything which is an obstruction, anything which will obstruct our progress in Christian consciousness, without also grudge, the second symptoms of surrender. Taking to Christian consciousness and accepting all the inconveniences available as Krishna's mercy is symptoms of surrender.
Three, making our interests to correspond with Krishna's interests. Our interests must correspond with Krishna's interests.
We should not have separate interests from Krishna's interests, Guru's interests. Our interest should be one with Krishna's interest. This is the third symptom of surrender. That I am a surrendered devotee, I am a surrendered soul. It is not because of our external appearance. It's the heart. It's the heart. Fourth symptoms of surrender. Accepting no one else as only Krishna as our protector. We have nothing else to protect us. Only Krishna is a protector. That means that even if Indra's thunderbolt is falling on my head, I should not look for any person except Krishna. I should look only to Krishna. Only to Krishna. See, we had Ambarish Maharaj was a surrendered soul. So we quote him as an example of a surrendered person. Right? What is his experience? When Duvasamuni released a demon to kill him, the very moment the demon appeared, Sudarshan Chakra Krishna descended immediately and cut off the head of the demon and turned to Duvasamuni. This is the potency we get for being a surrendered soul. We don't need to tell Krishna, Krishna, protect me, protect me. Automatically, the protection is there. We become Krishna's object of love. Surrender. Lord Nityananda surrendered to his Lord and became motionless. Means, Lord Nityananda has no independence. Surrender. No independence, no free will. Every devotee who wants to make advancement in Christian consciousness must surrender his or her will and independence to Krishna, because the independence is our problem. Try to understand. If you take away independence from the spirit soul, it is no more soul. Spirit soul, it's a different thing. It's no more spirit. But a devotee must give his her independence to Krishna. What does it mean? We should willingly tell Lord Krishna, please manage my independence. Because I cannot manage it. It causes problem for me. My independence is causing problem. Therefore, please manage my independence for me. It's a devotee. Krishna, please manage my independence. Today is the day to tell Lord Nityananda, please manage my independence and my free will. Because these are my impediments, my problem. My problems are my free will and my independence. I don't know how to manage them. Therefore, they're causing me problem. Every time we are denying Krishna's mercy, we are trying to run away from Krishna's mercy, we always try to hide away. But today, Lord Nityananda, you have appeared out of your causeless mercy. Please, today, take my free will and my independence and manage it for me. Let us make this prayer. This is the reason why we have Nityananda Trayodasi, not rice and sabji and puri. That is not the celebration. That is not the reason why Lord Nityananda appeared. He appeared not for our sweet rice, our halva, gulab jamun. I think they are there. They are all there, very wonderful, sweating in the rose. Rose water, they are sweating there, waiting for us. That is not the way to celebrate it. The best way, the first thing to celebrate is to invite Lord Nityananda, please enter my heart. Take my free will and my independence. When he has done that, now we can feast, celebrating our success. This is how to celebrate all the appearance days of acharyas or Krishna's and his expansions. We should stop this ignorance. Let me call it ignorance. Or thinking that celebration means or they just fast at 12 o'clock and after that, feast. Even while we are feasting, we are thinking, oh, 12 o'clock is too far. Why is it so far? Let us go now. Our marriage is taking so long. Time is going. Let us take prasad. No. We should do the first thing first. The first thing is that we should give our heart to Nityananda. Please. Take the heart full of contamination. There is nothing wonderful inside. Please. You take it and make it a suitable place for you to sit. Because it is meant for you. But now I have replaced it with so many things. And that is causing me problem. Suffering only. Take it. And after that, we can celebrate our success. Pleasure after labor. See not? When we are babies, children, we don't like to go to school. When our parents forces us to go to school, after we tolerated their pushes and get a degree, we are very happy. See my dad. I'm a graduate. Is it not? You do that after you have gotten the certificate, not before. So we should not celebrate before asking the Lord to take the heart. To purify the heart. To take our independence, our free will, and control it for us. After they have done that, we can happily celebrate and eat to the neck. No problem. All along we have been celebrating the secondary aspect of it, and we are forgetting the primary aspect. No. We should learn. Lord Nityananda, please take my free will and manage it for us. Every one of us will make this prayer. This is a training given to us by His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj. He trained us to write a letter. Lord Nityananda, to Krishna, all these wonderful days, He taught us how to write letter. The deities are not just standing here. We come and see how beautiful their dresses. Sometimes we do like that, we get caught up with the dresses of deity without seeing the deities. Is it not? No. We should make the best use of the technologies in Krishna consciousness. You understand? These are one of the technologies in Krishna consciousness. We are sharing with you. This is the reason why Lord Nityananda came. And to deliver us. And He will take our hearts and turn it into bliss, Ananda, because that is what He has to distribute. Now, Nityananda has Nitya Ananda to distribute. Pure love of Godhead, eternal bliss, which has no end, but always increasing. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, He said in Chaitanya-charitamrita, this Krishna Prema, pure love of Godhead of Lord Krishna, has expanded to the limit. But still, even though there is no room for expansion, this bliss constantly expands. You know, contradiction? If you expand yourself to the size of this room, can you expand again? If you fill this room with something, can you still add anything to it? But Krishna Kaviraj Goswami said there's still this expansion. That is spiritual, inconceivable. Nature of Krishna. If it is comprehensible, is that Krishna again? How can it be? It's not Krishna again. Krishna means that it's inconceivable. That's why He's Krishna. We cannot completely understand Him, because even Himself is constantly expanding unlimitedly. There's no limitation. You say God has no limit. It means that He's constantly expanding. So how can you comprehend that? That is why He's Krishna. On it another, surrender His life to whom it belongs and remained in it in the laps of the Lord. Surrender. We mentioned how many? Four. Four. Fifth one, the fifth item. There is no guardian. Guardian. Refuge. The person who could, no person who should take to, who should tend to. There is no second person to Krishna. The last one, humility. Meek. The surrender person is humble, very meek. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, another name of a Vaishnava, another name for Vaishnava is what? Humility. That's another name. Humility. If we have these six items, then we can consider ourselves to be a surrendered devotee. I'm surrendered to Krishna. Means no independence. Lord Nityananda surrendered. As soon as Lord Nityananda was taken on Vishwambara's lap, He surrendered His life to the Lord and became motionless. Nityananda surrendered His life to whom it belonged and remained in it, in the Lord's lap. Surrender. Nityananda floated in the waters of Chaitanya's love, just as Lakshmana remained in the lap of Ramachandra after being hit by the Shakti Sela arrow. Nityananda lost consciousness due to being hit by the arrow of ecstatic love. Holding Nityananda on his lap, Gaurachandra began to cry. Another thing I want to say about surrender is a lesson given by Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya, he taught his devotees this principle. One day, his disciples asked him, "Gurudev, you have written so many books." The same like the Sages and Namisaranya. the two Sutta Goswami. There are so many scriptures. And even these scriptures, there are so many divisions. Our life is very, very short. We cannot undergo the extent of the scripture before death will come. Please compress the scripture into one size, that we can be able to get it before death comes. And what did he do? He gave Srimad Bhagavatam. Similarly, Ramanujacharya was asked by his disciples, "Gurudev, all these many books you wrote, how will we finish reading them before we die?" Ramanujacharya said, "My dear devotees, listen to me. You may have seen so many books which I have written, but there is only one word which is inside." All the books I have written is only one word. You put all the, everything I have ever said in my lectures and written in my books, I have put all of them in one word. Huh? Which word? Surrender. Surrender? Yes. Surrender. The devotee couldn't understand that. Are we understanding that? Do we understand it? Yeah, we're sitting here. Do we understand? Surrender? They confess, "We can't understand what you mean by this." Ramanujacharya demonstrated it. He was taken to Panditas, Vedic Brahmanas, who are perfect in the culture. He was not talking to Sudra like us. So Ramanujacharya, he didn't preach philosophy to them again. He saw illiterate hunter who is even dumb and deaf. He was passing. Ramanujacharya told the disciple to call him. They called him. So he came. Ramanujacharya told the disciple, "All of you go away from here. Leave me." So they went to one corner and were watching him and the dumb. Ramanujacharya look at him and told him. He beckoned on him. And immediately he said that this hunter fell flat on the ground with his two lotus hands on his feet. The moment he did that, he started trembling in ecstasy. He stood up and chanted, "Krishna, Krishna, 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 Krishna." Did he hear philosophy? This person, did he hear philosophy? Did he preach to him? What happened? Surrender. Surrender. Instantly, he got pure love of Godhead. He surrendered. See, we are hearing this word, Lord Nityananda surrendered to the Supreme Lord, Gaurachandra, because that is where he belongs. We are all Krishna's eternal servants. So, by nature, we are surrendered souls. So we should surrender, give up our individualistic propensity. So give up. So take shelter of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda. Lord, let's take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda floated in the waters of Chaitanya's love, just as Lakshmana remained in the lap of Ramachandra after being hit by the Shakti Sela arrow. Nityananda lost consciousness due to being hit by the arrow of ecstatic love, holding Nityananda on his lap. Gaurachandra began to cry. We are not surrendered, so tears did not come into our eyes. Just as Lord Ramachandra took Lakshmana on his lap after he was hit by the Shakti Sela arrow, Gaurachandra took on his lap Nityananda, who was motionless and overwhelmed with ecstasy. In this case, ecstatic love acted as an arrow. The exchange of happiness that the two enjoyed was similar to what is heard of between Ram and Lakshman. There is no comparison to the affection between Gaurachandra and Nityananda other than that which is found between Ram and Lakshman. After some time, Nityananda regained his external consciousness and all the devotees chanted the name of Hari!
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 When Gadadhara saw Nityananda on the lap of Bishwambhara, he was surprised by the reversal of roles and smiled within. Seeing Nityananda on the lap of Gaurachandra, Gadadhara became astonished. Rather than Nityananda crying and saving Gaurachandra, Gaurasundara held Nityananda at this juncture, and thereby created the impression of reversal in roles. The pride of Ananta, who constantly holds Vishwambhara, is smashed today while being held in the Lord's lap. Gadadhara knows the glories of Nityananda, and Nityananda knows the mind of Gadadhara. After seeing Nityananda, the minds of all the devotees became filled with eternal bliss. That means Lord Nityananda entered into their hearts and inundated them with ecstatic love. As Nityananda and Gaurachandra gazed at each other, they did not speak a word as tears flowed from their eyes. They were both filled with happiness on seeing each other. The earth became flooded with their tears. Bishwambhara said, "Today is an auspicious day for me, for I have seen devotional service, which is the essence of the four Vedas." Today is what? Auspicious day. Lord Nityananda's appearance day is an auspicious day. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura said he gave blessings. Anyone who fasts on 2 days would never enter the womb of a mother again. Want to know the 2 days? So if you fast with pain, will you get this mercy, this benediction? Well, the calendar says 12 noon. They are very happy because you have asked this question, you have reduced. They were expecting, what am I going to say? Till night. Ah! They break our heart. No. Oh. Because in Kali Yuga, my experience is that devotees are very lazy. It's my experience with devotees. Around the world, ISKCON devotees are lazy. I'm sorry to say this. Please forgive me. It's my observation. So we see things differently. So please don't, please forgive me. Many devotees are lazy. That is why our Krishna consciousness is not very strong. Please, you should try to understand, devotion is not something casual. Krishna Bhakti. Rupa Goswami said it requires serious, intense involvement, net of instruction. Active work, right? Active work. What do we understand by that? Rupa Goswami said it requires active service in Krishna consciousness, devotion and service. It means you should put a lot of effort. Just follow four regulative principles. And some of us are thinking that this is devotion. If there's thousands of people who have never eaten meat before they take to Krishna consciousness. So what is so wonderful about not eating meat for someone who have never eaten meat before? Is that an austerity? Do you consider that an austerity for someone who have never eaten meat before? There's some of you Indians, you have never eaten meat before. Right? In the ways, okay, it's an austerity because this is an addiction. Right? But for some of you, is that an austerity? Some of you have never taken alcohol, any intoxicant before. So is that an austerity for some of you? No. What is it? It's natural. For some, it's an austerity. But for some of you, majority is not. So you understand? So to be in Krishna consciousness means we should involve ourselves deeply. We should involve ourselves deeply. We should be fully active. We should be active. Consciously denying ourselves our sense pleasure. That is austerity. It must be done, so it's necessary. This morning I saw fruit prasadam was served there. This morning I saw the fruit prasadam was served 7 o'clock. Is it still there? Or is it gone? Is it still there? Why do you encourage people to commit sin? My question is, why do we encourage people? Our system is to encourage people to become Krishna conscious. Why are you fasting? We don't love them. We don't care for them. Okay, you can go to hell. Let all of me go to heaven, to Goloka. Is that Krishna conscious? Is that what Lontinanda taught us, the song we just sang? We sang it very nicely, Prabhu. Thank you for singing. And we all, I saw that I was looking at the book. You were not looking at the book. But is that what the song meant for? We should go deep into what we are doing. We should not give people prasadam before the time. Everyone should be encouraged to take to Krishna consciousness. Giving people grains on a karasi, it is very, very sinful. You will participate in encouraging people to break a karasi. Why don't you take it? Why are you not taking it? We are giving people something which we know it is wrong. Is that love? Do you call that love? Care? Is that an affection? What is the interpretation? The guests, tell them, these guests, I don't know, are we not expecting that they're going to become devotees tomorrow? Are we not expecting that they're going to become devotees tomorrow? Eh? If we are expecting that they're going to be devoted tomorrow, why don't we do it, teach them the right thing? Like giving biscuit to children in the courtesy day, or their children. What do you mean by their children? They are not devotees? This is wrong, my brothers and sisters. Let me tell you the truth. It is wrong. Don't do this. Let everyone fast till 12 o'clock. If they cannot wait, they should take in their house. Yeah, you can say that, yeah, they're going to eat grains in their house anyway, but that is their problem, not your problem. That is their problem. Yes, they're not going to observe a courtesy in their house, but we shouldn't encourage them to break it. We should not do that. We shouldn't. Let them do it on their own and get the karma. We should not participate in the karma. And another Prabhu came for this. To give us mercy. Taking the mercy down to those who are not even fit for it. To take it down. Did we really hear what Prabhu was explaining? The meaning of para upakar. Very deep meaning he gave. Go down and hold someone's hand and bring the person up. I've listened to the lecture Prabhupada gave on this verse. He quoted this verse many times and he explained. He said, we Indians, our duty is to do good to people. It's a lecture, right? Our duty is not to do harm to others. What, when you are giving grace to people in the courtesy, that is good? That is paropaka? It is not. When you are giving people food to eat instead of them to fast, is that doing good to people? No, it is not. Let them go and eat in their house. That is not their problem. We shouldn't share their problem. And we should not reinforce people's problem. Right? If someone has a problem, if you can help the person to get at the problem, you should do that. And if we cannot help the person, please don't add to the problem. This is gentleman's life behavior. If you can help, help. If you cannot help, please leave the problem as it is. Don't add anything. If you add, you will also share. Please, don't give grains to people in the Ekadasi day or encourage people to eat before, during the fasting days. Let them fast. And if they cannot fast, let them go and eat on their own. Is it clear? Yes, Prabhu. Why do we don't give? It is grain. Don't give. We are not properly not introduce and what do you call it? Pious activity. You understand? So the Prabhupada did not introduce food for life as pious activity. Food for life, it is for the soul. So, they are beggars. This mentality of beggars, that is not what properly established food for life for. Food for life is to help the soul. Prasadam, Krishna prasadam, food which have been eaten by Lord Krishna and is distributed to help people. It is not just the body, it is the soul. Anyone who takes prasadam, even once, that prasadam can stop the person from going to hell. Not ordinary food. It's not pious activity. There's no pious activity in our movement. Everything is designed to help the soul. It is spiritual activity, not pious activity. Please, don't give beggars grains on a Ekadasi day. Please, don't. If you don't have any non-grains to give them, don't give them. Are we giving beggars food every day? Huh? Do we give beggars food every day? We're not doing that every day. So are they dying because we're not giving them every day? They're still living. So if you don't give them grains on the one day, will they die that day because of that? Even if they die that day on the car, I see the Jahu, Jahu, very glorious. In the Singha Purana, it's a story. Should I tell you? This Brahmana had four sons. Three of them were Brahmanas, good Brahmanas. They were following Vedic culture. One was very bad boy. His name is Vasudev. Illicit sex is his life. Stealing all kinds of abominable things he was doing. One day it was on a singer, Chaturdasi. And he was going to see his girlfriend that day for sense gratification. When he got there, both of them quarreled throughout the whole day and night. So they didn't enjoy. Unintentionally, they fasted on a single day of appearance here to quarrel. This is fully materialistic. But Lord Nrisimhadev considered them very pious. They fasted on my appearance there. He gave that woman Apsara body. He was born in the heavenly planet. And this Vasudev, he gave him a very, very wonderful, very wonderful, very wonderful benediction. Prahlad. Unintentionally, he fasted. What if you read fully with all humility, fasted with peaceful mind? What do you think you will get? Unlimited mercy. The Lord is so merciful, so kind, so wonderful. What else do we want them to do for us? What else do we want? They are giving so much. Hare Krishna. Is it clear? Please, let us not give them grains. So we are giving them prasadam, but what kind of prasadam we're giving? We shouldn't take grains on the currency that we're giving them grains. It's not helping them. We are helping them to break principle. It's wrong. If you love someone, one day a brother visited me. So he said that should you entertain me? I said, yes, I will entertain you with what? He said, I want to drink beer. I said, I can't do that. He said, why? You don't take because of your religion, but me, I take. So give me my own. You don't take. So I asked him, why is it that I'm not taking? He kept quiet. I'm not taking because it is not good. Not that it's not good for me. It is not good for a human being. That is why I'm not taking. So if it is not good for me and I know this thing is not good, why should I give it to you? He said, you defeated me. He told me you defeated me. So I can't give you this. This is love. This is caring. We should have this caring attitude. We should consider, when we look at people, we should see the soul. Don't just look at the people. Oh, this one is very wealthy. Yeah, I should say what this one. Okay, this one is very intelligent. Okay, I should. who should associate with everyone. Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Lord Nityananda, I came to deliver the rogues, condemned souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is here? He used this word. I came for these people. And here we are. See, I'm sitting here with all of you. My sitting here is not a big lesson for all of you Indians. Even looking at me. It's not a wonderful greeting for all of you. Even encouragement that this movement is not ordinary. Huh? You're not thinking like that. You don't think like that. Huh? So look at it. See what Prabhupada did. This aloneness will make us become more connected, more deeply connected with this movement. And see, not just speaking, the result. See the result. The mercy. And Prabhupada you're not seeing. It's 12 o'clock. I think we can take a break. Repeat the question.
Maharaj, I heard it said sometimes that Srila Prabhupada is Nityananda Shakti. Can you explain this?
Yes. We sing this Sisastakam prayer every day. Shreya Kaireva Chandrika. Shreya Kaireva Chandrika. Means what? What's the meaning? Expanded the ocean. The moon. Lord Chaitanya was expanded. What do we mean by that? What's the meaning? He brought Goloka down here. The Vedic culture, a Brahmana, you can serve Krishna. You're not a Brahmana, you cannot. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought everyone, Chandalas, together to serve Krishna. Chandalas, Mlechas, Yavanas, Pulindas, Kasas, Abiras. He brought all of us here as an expansion. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Ramachandra, at that time, the world was one. India was one. There's nothing like this and that. It was only one. Back that time, Ramachandra was in Brazil. But this time that place is divided. Now that place was divided into different countries. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, they are the ocean of mercy. There is no incarnation of God, Krishna, compared to Gaura Sundar, Nitya Balaram. They are the base of all incarnations of Krishna. They came to Africa. They came to Africa. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Africa. Huh? Only then that I came to Africa? Came to America? Prabhupada went there. Prabhupada did what? He went there. To go and look for money? to go and give the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So he expanded the mercy of Lord Nityananda everywhere and captured the whole universe to this movement. When you go to Mayapur, what is our experience? When you go to Mayapur and you look around, the whole world together. Even people who are eating lizard, they are today chanting Hare Krishna. You know that? Chinese are eating lizard, grasshoppers. Grasshoppers. They make grasshopper biscuit. Chinese. They are chanting Hare Krishna now. Give you other mentality. What is that? Prabhupada. Prabhupada did that. So he is a mercy incarnate of Lord Nityananda to manifest all these things and make this miracle to happen. When Prabhupada went to America, who were his first disciples? Hippies. And Prabhupada turned them from hippies to happies. What miracle is it we want to make? See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a supreme personality of Godhead. To make elephant dance in Kirtan, what is so wonderful about that? What is so big about that? Is that the only thing he can do? He can do something beyond that. Right? But Prabhupada made chandalas to give up that mentality to chant Hare Krishna. It's the potency, not eternal. He is, truly, the mercy incarnate of Lord Nityananda. And this is the proof, not philosophy, the proof, practical. Who can feel it, not just story. Skon found the chair, Jagaguru, Sri Prabhupada ki. Sri Prabhupada ki. Ityananda Balaram ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
In the evening, 5:15 to 6:15, we'll have bhajans in temple hall. 6:15, there will be Sandhya Aarti. And then 7 o'clock Abhishek and 7:30 Nityananda Katha. So all are welcome. Hare Krishna. Nityananda Trayodashi Mahamohotsav Ki.
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya
Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Nama. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasachade Shatayane Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bolo, bolo. Joy say,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Evo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.